everything that rocks.
That's right. We're never going to give you up. I mean, we'll let you down. We'll for sure let you down. But we'll never give you up.
Yeah. I mean, well, every day, I guess.
Never going to give you up. Probably going to let you down. What? That will let them down?
So if you just let people down every single day, then after a while, they just kind of get used to it. Yeah. And you don't let them down anymore.
That's right. You just described my marriage to Kiki. That's what I do every day. God, you let me down every day.
She's so distraught.
Constantly, like, what did I do? Just a letdown every single day. Every morning she wakes up, looks over and just, another day. Like, I'm sorry, I haven't even done anything yet. Good Lord. Anyway, we got to keep removing, folks. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? If you're looking to grow in a career with an amazing company that is growing every single day, Specialite might just be the job for you. Hit them up. Find them special-light.com right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, is there any actor or actress whose movies you will not watch? If so, who is it and why? Do you have anybody, Hunter? I mean, you're
Steven Seagal in that ponytail, dude. Oh, my God. So they're on Netflix in the action, adventure, you know, section in Netflix. First one, Under Siege. I think that's what it's called, right? Under Siege. And I'm like, man, dude, I almost clicked on it because it's to me, it's so bad that it starts to get good. If you know what I'm saying, like it's supposed to be serious, and I end up laughing through this movie. Steven Seagal is just, and then you start hearing stories about the guy and how he really is in real life. Oof, just makes it even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, when I was younger, we didn't know what a piece of trash Steven Seagal was.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah,
it was great. I watched a lot of it. And I'm not saying the guy doesn't know anything. He's the biggest phony. I mean, he's kind of is a phony. But the guy still knows martial arts. He can still toss people around. But come on, guys. Have you seen him run?
Oh, God. I didn't think he could.
Do yourself a favor. And, you know, okay, chugga-chugga. How you do that with your arms?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like they would be the, like he the runs trait. Like that.
Does he
yeah,
do
he runs
individual,
like he's punching.
Does he do individual hands or does he do it together?
He does it individual, you know, but it's like he's punching when he's walking. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga.
That's the noise
I make when he runs.
That's how dangerous Steven Seagal is that even when he runs, he's punching.
Just look at him run. I can't take that guy serious. Come on. And then some of the stories about him off camera, dude, are just phenomenal. Do yourself on a rainy day. On a rainy day, get into the Steven Seagal YouTube hole.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, guys, you will love it.
So if I go over to your house right now, there's not a single Steven Seagal DVD or VHS.
No.
That's fair.
Not one.
That's fair.
Not one.
That's fair. Not even Under Siege? Had that one trick?
It's on Netflix. I could pull it up if I wanted to. But
Under Siege is all right because it's got that one chick doing that striptease. She comes out of the cake and everything. Remember that scene? That's fair.
Dude, that ponytail. Yeah. Get out of it.
I just read the greatest script I've ever read in my life.
Oh, yeah? Who wrote it?
I did.
That's a Rob Snyder story about Seagal.
Steven Seagal, good answer. For me, I was kind of telling you this, and some people may not know who he is. He's not a big star. Taron Killam. I have officially boycotted him because, and this isn't a political
Taron
thing.
Killam.
He was on SNL for quite some time, and unfortunately, I used to really enjoy him, but during the election, okay, as the results, this was back in 2016, as the results were coming in, Taron decided to tweet out rural...
Taron Killam.
Yeah, look him up. If you see him, you'll recognize him, right? Anyway, when the election results were coming out back during the 2016 election, he tweeted out, rural equals so stupid. Now, obviously, what he was getting at is that country bumpkins who are voting for Trump, everyone who lives out in the country votes for Trump, and in that sense are stupid. So, and he got a lot of backlash real quick. Now, I grew up in the country, okay? I grew up, most of my family is what you would call rural country people. And he went back on and said, sorry. Certainly a flippant comment made in jest. Allow me to be sincerely clear. Vote for Trump equals I think you're stupid. So he still didn't really apologize for making it seem. So what I gathered from this is some fancy pants city boy who thinks that all people from the country are stupid. You know, he thinks everyone that's past the city limits are dumb. And ever since then, I'm like, nah, I'm sorry, because I don't buy your apology. The only reason you went back on is because you were getting backlash, but you still probably think that anybody who works out in the country, who lives out in the country, is dumb, and I've lost all interest in him, so I refuse to do it. I don't care who you vote for, but you can't attack people like that and not expect people to be upset with you, all right?
Here's the thing that pisses me off. Okay, so why would I care that what you think? Just because you're a celebrity?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and some of these celebrities think that they gotta know my opinion because I'm a celebrity. Yep. Like, immediately that notion right there, that first step, I'm like, no, I don't like that. I don't like you. I don't like the way you think. And anything you say, I'm not going to listen to. I'm probably going to be the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Because I don't like you.
It's just he showed his true colors, and even though he backtracked, the only reason he backtracked is because he got he's the kind of guy that thinks that
it's even worse.
If you get your hands dirty for a living, you're an idiot. That's the kind of guy that he really finally showed his true colors on. So, yeah, I won't do it. And what sucks is he made a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger that I really want to watch, but I refuse to watch it because Taron, he's in it and he directed it. I'm like, damn it. Way to go, dude, you jerk. Anyway,
yeah,
maybe it's petty of me, but that's where I'm at, and I'm allowed to be petty. So screw you. That's where I'm at. All right, let's take a quick break.
Can't be any worse than Steven Seagal.
They're right there together. I hope him. I hope him and Seagal make a movie, and I'll be rooting for Seagal in that sense. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Who's an actor or an actress you refuse to watch in their movies? We'll get your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Think that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:53, Brock Hunter.
Never fear, the B team is coming.
They're probably going to be late, and they're probably going to screw something up, but hey, better than nothing,
and
right?
They can't rhyme.
It's 7:53. Your topic for today, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Is there an actor or actress whose movies you will not watch? If so, who is it and why? We got some answers on Facebook. Ashley said, I'm not a fan of Will Ferrell. Huh.
Will Ferrell. You know, I've heard that. I've heard that from multiple people.
People either love him or hate him. I think more people do love him, but the people that don't like, I think my dad's one of those guys like, that Will Ferrell's an idiot. And I'm like,
too over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. April said Tom Cruise. She said, I have no idea why I hate him, but I always have. I've never, ever seen Top Gun. April, what are you doing? Look, yeah. I get it. Tom Cruise, he's cuckoo. Okay, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Butter.
He's definitely cuckoo. That's what it is. So you gotta like accept Tom Cruise for that.
Exactly.
Almost, you know.
But if you've never, I mean, he is made even from his early days. You go back to Risky Business. You go back to The Outsiders, and then even to now, the latest Mission Impossible. Like, he has made so many amazing movies. I'm trying to think of a bad movie Tom Cruise has made. Maybe what, like that Sky Captain one, like where he played like the Nazi guy with the patch or whatever? Maybe that.
See, I can see why people don't like him, though. I can see that.
Man,
because he's like, I don't know, why you got to be so badass all the time, man, you know?
Yeah, but I think of all the, like Born on the 4th of July, oh my God, dude. Like, I mean, just amazing stuff. Cocktail, I mean, like if I could be one person, I would be Tom Cruise in Cocktail, okay? Like, that's who I want to be. It's amazing.
It's kind of cool about him, too, is he still, like, does his own stunts.
Yeah.
He's very involved.
He's
a very involved actor. You can tell, too.
I mean, there's pictures of him hanging on the side of a plane. Like, he did a stunt where they strapped him to a plane, and then they took off. Like, I mean, that's him. So I got to disagree with you on that, April. I don't think you have any grounds to stand on there.
I can see it. I disagree, but I can see why people don't like him.
Mark said Brie Larson. She's the new Captain Mr. Marvel Universe, the superhero person.
It's probably why I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Stop
like
watching
those,
the Marvel movies, guys. How many can you have? How many can you make?
Yeah.
What are they on now?
I don't know, the 300th installment of it. Yeah, and they got shows coming out. They got it all. They got it all. Jeez. By the way, Brandon messaged me. It was Valkyrie. It was about Nazis plotting to kill Hitler. That's what it was. That's what it was. I was close. That was close.
Oh, that movie.
Okay. Yeah, that one. Dawn said the actor or actress she can't stand is Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know what, ladies? All right, that's two ladies now that have disappointed me.
You know what? I can see it, though. I can see especially the ladies are just probably like, oh, my God, what a cheeseball.
You know, and it's
what
so
a
funny.
Cheeseball.
It's so
doing
funny.
Doing the splits all the time. Dude, what are you doing?
Here's what I love, okay, is that guys lose their minds for action movies when literally it's just greased up muscly guys.
You know, doing the splits.
I love
what's going on.
Dude, you give me Rambo, you give me Bloodsport, you give me any of those. All right. And do you know what it is?
It's last half hour of the movie of Bloodsport's in slow motion, dude. It's just
all it is greased up muscly guys with guns, and for some reason, us men can't get enough, okay? We cannot get enough of it. And it's not like the acting or the stories are good. You know, it's not. It's like if you look at Stallone's early acting, all right, especially in like Rambo, they drew first blood, not me. It's like it's not good acting, man. It's not good acting. But you know what?
Hey, Rambo.
You got a guy, maybe a little blood on there, a little sweat, and he's getting all jacked up and everything.
It's that long hair.
The Rocky movies, three quarters of the movies are just a guy working out, and for some reason we just love it. We absolutely love it.
Just WWE. Yeah. That's for an example. Bunch of dudes in tights, greased up.
You give me a guy, all right, running on a beach in short shorts and nothing else, I'm gonna eat that up, man. All right, Top Gun, one of the supposed most manly movies ever. There is a straight up scene in there for longer than it should be of a bunch of guys in tight jeans playing sand volleyball. All right, what's going on here? I love it. Anyway, Van Damme.
That's funny. That's a funny point though. You know what? I'm surprised nobody said Nicolas Cage. I feel like he's one of those guys that you either love or you hate.
Yeah, I see Nicolas Cage, I think he gets too much hate. Yes, he has made a ton of terrible movies, but he's also made a ton of great movies. Which, right? That's the thing, is you got to look at it. When you make 1,000 movies a year, they're not all going to be winners, okay?
No, it's got to be hits. You know what I'm saying? I like Nicolas Cage.
I do, too.
I think he's got some good movies out there.
Let's see. We got some other answers. A couple people, including Jake and Celeste, said Jim Carrey. Ooh, boy.
I see it. You know, I 100% disagree with that, but I understand why.
Yeah.
I mean, over the top. That's what Jim Carrey is, though.
Yeah.
You got to understand it. Maybe you got to grow up with it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I there are some people that can be polarizing. I just thought of one that I cannot stand. Danny McBride.
Danny McBride.
He plays Kenny Powers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Kenny Powers, for
yep,
sure.
Kenny okay. Powers. Danny McBride plays really? The same character in
he
every
does.
Single movie. Him and
I love
Craig, Craig Robinson. Anyway, they play the same characters, all right? They're not good actors. They play the same character in every movie. Now, I don't go out of my way to avoid it, but if they're in the movie, I'm like, well, I know what role he's going to play. I know what role he's got right
yeah,
there.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Danny McBride yeah. is the same character yeah. all the time.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
But you don't like that? You don't like him? I love him. He's sarcastic.
It's too much because now he keeps getting roles because he's had some success, and it's just too much now. It's like, it's like, all right,
it's
I get
pissed
it.
Pissed off.
Yeah, it's
like,
just, I get
up.
It. Okay, all right. Anyway. All right, we got to take a break.